Thank you for giving the floor. Let me just begin by congratulating you on your assumption as president of the ECD. Mr. President, representatives from Belgium, Chile, and EU made unacceptable demand and remarks on the GPRK in their statements. It is in this respect that my delegation would like to advise them to read carefully again the joint statement signed between the GPRK and the United States in Singapore in June. The statement underlines commitments of both countries, I said both countries, in establishing new bilateral relations and building lasting peace regime on Korean Peninsula. It is not a statement that only specifies the PRK obligations to achieve this goal. Therefore, I would advise these delegations to read once again the joint statement and have a correct understanding on its key element. And before accusing another country, I would also like to remind the EU of the fact that the pressure through sanction is not an absolute solution to problem. And diplomacy accompanied by pressure will never work. Trying to impose unilateral demand on one side, it will never get us anywhere. No, it will get us nowhere. Mr. President, confidence building is the key to full implementation of the GPRK-US joint statement. Confidence is not a sentiment that can be cultivated overnight. In order to build full confidence between the GPRK and the United States, it is essential for both parties to take simultaneous actions and phased steps, one after another, on what is possible. We believe that the only practical way for moving forward is to take a new approach of giving priority to confidence building and implementing all agreed items of the joint statement in a balanced, simultaneous, and phased way. GPRK stands firm in its determination and commitment for implementing the joint statement in a responsible and good faith manner. Thank you, Mr. President.